Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The people demanded it, so it looks like we're going to have Dallas Wings president and CEO Greg Bibb on at 12:30. We got some things that we need to discuss with him. But right now, do enough players care about being great or their team being great anymore? Or is it just about pay me? So this obviously stems from the Pat Mahomes contract. So he said this that I was really intrigued by. And now I'm sure it's easier to say this when you have $477 million coming in, but you know. Quote, "We were able to get this contract done in the right way that not only gives me the security that I've always wanted, but also allows opportunities for the team to be great around me the entire duration of my career. And I have trust that things will get handled the right way as we go throughout this career, and we will be in a position to win a lot of football games and hopefully win a lot more championships." All right, so I want my team to be awesome. I want to be able to be awesome, and I want us to be able to win championships because he said that the Chiefs were, quote, chasing a dynasty. Mm-hmm. Now, it might be fair and not, it might be unfair. But I just think about that from the perspective of, like, the never-ending negotiations with Dak, where immediately the things that get leaked out are he wants to be here a shorter amount of time and he wanted to be the highest-paid quarterback in football. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then you compare that with Pat Mahomes, who some people still think he shortchanged himself to the tune of potentially $100 million by taking this deal. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Our team's going to be awesome for a long time. Do you think there are enough players out there that care about that, or they just want to get paid? Which, again, obviously they're right.
I go back to Lee Steinberg specifically on this, Kevin. And that is, I think it has a lot to do with the agent, the agency, and their goals for each of their clients. And, you know, one of the things you hear from Dak whenever it comes to the contract is that's what I pay them for, right?
Sure.
Like we put a lot of the what's going back and forth with Jerry Jones and Dak on Dak, although I don't know how much of it is him. Now, do you really think that he understands all of the ins and outs of his contract, or do you think
– maybe not.
That's what I pay them for. I let them negotiate, and whenever they come to me and they say we got what we think is the best offer, we will tell you. And he says, "Okay, I'll trust you guys." And Mike, you dealt with Major League Baseball teams. Did you completely just trust your agent to go do those things?
Yes.
Okay, so I would say that Dak gets the face of this and gets, you know, labeled as greedy and all this, when in all actuality, he put it, the responsibility on his agent. I think Lee Steinberg, when it comes to Pat Mahomes and a lot of the teams that you've seen him work with, he thinks in the mindset of the extra money, the extra greatness, your legacy is what I really want to be the thing that you can ride on after your career's over. So if you're building dynasties, you can take those things. These cities are going to love you, but you can't do it alone. And on a football team, it's important for you to do the reasonable things that help you out here. So, Kevin, I do think it's not players specifically. I think there are some players out there that are like, whatever, pay me my money. But I think a lot of it has to do with what their agency and their goals their agency has set for each one of those players.
Bassick, what kinds of and how many updates would you get from your agent along the way? Because I'm really intrigued on this line of thinking from Corey.
It's just a matter of the person and how many updates they want. I remember talking at one point to Marlon Byrd. I think it was with his contract negotiations with the Rangers, and I'm like, "How's it going?" He's like, "I don't know. I just let my agent will tell me when it's over." So, I mean, there's that attitude that some players take of, "Hey, just tell me when it's over. Get me the most money you can. You know what you're doing. You know the market. You know the comps. You know all these things. I'm going to keep working out and doing my best to get ready for the season, and you guys deal with it." And then there's other guys that obviously want more of a, like, anytime you have a conversation with, let's just put it on the Cowboys, anytime you have a conversation with Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones, I want to know what happened in that conversation. And so now an agent is like, "Hey, you know, talk to Jerry Jones today, and then I'll give you an update. Right now I'm scheduled to talk with the Jones family in 3 days. So don't expect to hear from me for 3 days unless, you know, you call me. I'll definitely call you back, or I'll answer my phone." And so, I mean, that's how it's just different with everybody. Some people are like, "Don't tell me until it's pretty much over," or "I would like to have updates throughout the process."
I'm really intrigued by this from the 469. The difference between Mahomes and most players is he's chasing a dynasty. Most players just hope to make the playoffs to win a Super Bowl. Goals make all the difference. And then they said Mahomes will supersede Brady, though I'm sure that autocorrected from Montana, as the future GOAT. And that's an interesting point right there, is like, if you're thinking I could be great, but your goal is I want to make the Hall of Fame and maybe win along the way something, but I also want to make all of the money. For Mahomes, it's easier in terms of, like, he already has an MVP and a Super Bowl. And
true.
So,
I would love to throw this out, though. He did get $500 million.
Yeah,
I don't know how big of a discount he took on this thing. I mean, as much as I like this conversation and I want to keep having this conversation, there's a lot of different ways to take this conversation. Is, did he take a discount?
I personally think I do think that, just because I was looking at, like, the jump in TV contracts and everything like that. And it seems like he would be primed in, I think it was years 7 through 10 of the extensions, to potentially be making $60 million. I mean, he'll still be in a position where he can make 52.5. So, like, let's not cry for him or anything like that. But, you know, $7.5 million per year, that's a big, that's a potentially a huge discount. Like, can you imagine if now that the number's up to, like, you know, 35 to 37 at Dak was like, "You know what, I'll sign for 29. I feel like now people are like, "Wait, what? Okay, great."
The other side of that, too, Mike, is, you know, what he did with this contract does allow them to have some manipulation room early to take advantage of having Hill and Travis Kelce and what they have at young talent, or aging talent. But
I believe
still,
they're bringing back 20 of their 22 starting players from their championship team. So they're not losing a lot from their championship team.
And he'll have a window probably to renegotiate later down in his contract, too, to kind of manipulate that a little more. But, you know, I think a lot of guys are so short-sighted with the, "Look, I want this 4-year contract, and once that's up, I get another 4-year contract, and then I've made my $500 million. And he's like, "Well, I mean, I want to be here, so, like, I just want a championship here. Kansas City loves me. They have great barbecue. Might as well just enjoy it and enjoy my life here."
Ketchup.
Yeah.
Well, but I think when you say they're short-sighted, I think they're also accounting for the idea of, like, you don't know where you end up in future years. I mean, obviously it's an extreme example, but we look at with The Last Dance with Scottie Pippen and that contract that he signed where he wanted security. Obviously, like I said, extreme example, because then at some point his actual market value was significantly higher than what he gave up. But even if your market value isn't that significant, but if it is higher than when you gave up, there's no telling how you feel about that once you get to that point. So I think that when you look at it as a player, they go, "I don't know how I'd feel, and I don't know if I would be comfortable with the idea that I'm not making what I could possibly make when I get to that point. So I'd like to give myself the opportunity to make that when I get there." So, I mean, like, I understand what you're saying when it's like you could just take the bird in the hand. But, I mean, there is, having that possibility and betting on yourself is a large part of how these people got to where they are and, you know, what they are as athletes. So I think that you can't necessarily take that out of the discussion.
And to Bassick's point, it is weird that we're kind of viewing it from the perspective of, Pat Mahomes is not betting on himself, even though he just got $477 million. But like that is, it's true. Like he probably, if he really would have wanted nickeled and dimed this whole thing out, he probably could have got like maybe closer to $600 million. Or like if you broke it up across his career. And instead he's like, yes, I will take the financial security and all the money and resetting the market all at the same time. So I guess what this goes back to my original question is, but how many players really look at it from the perspective of, well, this will help out, you know, a couple of other players to make sure we can keep them and make sure they're, that we remain badass, because that's not what Dak is doing right now. And at the same time, that doesn't have to be what he's doing. It's not his job to make sure the team's better.
I think this is tough because this only goes to about the top 3% of players in their sport. 97% of us players, like you just saw Pat Mahomes' contract, his dad, 10 years in the major leagues, less than $3 million. I mean, you know, it's like most guys, they can't affect at all what the team is going to do by spending more money. There's a few players on each team that can make this impact where they have more money. But then it goes to how much do you trust your organization that they're going to spend the money the right way?
Yeah.
Because if I give up in my career, and I get it, like these guys are going to make a lot. The people that can give up money are going to make a lot of money. But if I was going to make in my career $150 million, which is still a lot of money, I know not close to Pat Mahomes, but let's just put it at that. But I give up $25 million to try to help out my team over that time to be better. But we never are better. We're one of the middle of the road teams. We make the playoffs here and there. At the end of the day, I gave up $25 million for my family so that we could possibly have a better chance. Who I left it in the hands. It's not in my hands. I can't spend that $25 million on the players I want. It's all up to the general manager and the coach and the owner on what they want to do and how they want to do it. So I think you put players in a tough situation of take less, which will guarantee you absolutely nothing except for maybe we'll spend that extra money the right way, because Dirk did it.
Yeah.
And they didn't really spend money the right way. They're like, well, we actually need a little bit more, so let's not draft good players.
Uh-huh.
That's another way we'll try to get better. Like, I mean, Dirk did it. Luckily, he got a championship, but Dirk wasn't rewarded really at all for taking less money.
I also think, Kevin, that, you know, not everybody's going to have the right situation, right players, like Mike's saying.
Yeah.
Like, this is like what Mahomes has done here is not, it's rare. I mean, even look at Russell Wilson's situation. He had to battle with his ownership just to get his contract that he deserved. You know, the one that he actually did deserve, he had to fight with them about it. And with this was just a, look, let's just try and figure out how to not turn this into a fight and how to make it a love fest, but also keep a team rocking along in the future and make those good decisions. But, man, can you imagine being Matt Stafford? And, like, you get the blame for everything because you have a lot of money in your pocket and your team's garbage every year?
Okay, so that could actually go back to Dak, and this can always be obviously something we pick up later. We got a week left for the negotiation deadline on that one. Is from the 972. I wonder how many fans feel this way. I don't feel this way, but I'm curious how many do. Dak has made it clear it's about the money. There is no contract negotiation. There is no doubt contract negotiations have turned the fans against players. I never wanted to sign him, but I liked him. Now I couldn't give an F less about him. How many people do you think have kind of turned away from Dak that were on his side to begin with? Because I know there's plenty that weren't to begin with. Because I kind of feel like that's when it started to happen a little bit with Romo, is when he got all of the money at the time. He wasn't, like, to me, he wasn't a great story anymore. I was like, well, now I need you to be awesome. Like, you're not the undrafted free agent. You're the dude who's making all of the money. And I wonder if Dak will go through the same thing.
Yes, I think once you start making that type of money, expectations change. Not that saying that being the Cowboys quarterback, you don't have high expectations anyways. But when you're making, when you're a rookie as a fourth round pick, and you're good, it's like, this is the most unbelievable thing ever, because we're not having to pay this guy anything and he's coming out of nowhere and being great. Then a couple years later, you're like, hey, where's those same numbers or even better numbers? And then once you get to the high status of what you're going to get paid, you know, it changes a lot. I remember having this conversation with Skin. I know this is a weird conversation in this, but I remember when Sagana Jop signed for $5 million a year with the, I think it was a 3-year, $15 million contract. Before that, he was a nobody that the Cleveland Cavaliers thought were trash and was a bust pick and didn't want. And he came to the Mavericks and he helped them to an NBA championship. He was a role player on that team, but in 06, he was a valuable piece on a role. And then he got $5 million a year. I said, hey, you know what, Skin? Sagana Diop sucks now. And he's like, what do you mean? And I said, you watch. I said, when you're a nobody picked up for nothing from a team and you come in and you play 15 to 25 minutes a night, and when Dampier's having a bad game, you come in and have a nice game, we love you. We're going to clap and we're going to cheer for you. You get Eric Dampier money or you get Sagana Diop money, yep, and then you come in and you just do 8 points and five rebounds. That was a trash game. Mm-hmm. It's not a trash game when you're making $1 million. It's a trash game when you're making a whole bunch of money. And I think for quarterbacks, obviously, when you go from a couple million to $31 million, it does put more expectations on you. And when Dak eventually will get his big contract, I think at some point with the Cowboys, expectations are you have to be a Hall of Fame, all-pro type of quarterback on that money, or us as the fans will say you're a disappointment.
All you got to do to win, get in the Hall of Fame, is win a Super Bowl or two. So that's all you got to do, Kevin.
For most quarterbacks, there's one out there who's kind of sad about that. But from the 469, and this is the logic that I do disagree with. Dak just wants to be set for the future. Any others would do the same for their family. But it's not that anymore. Because if you got, let's just say, you know, 5 years, $150 million with 85 guaranteed, which I know the Cowboys would do in a heartbeat, you're set for the future. Like, there's a difference between being
He's set for the future with his Chunky Soup, Campbell's Chunky Soup commercials.
You're probably, yeah, you're right about that. I'm not saying he doesn't have every right to go after that money, but I hate that argument, is he's trying to set up for the future for he and his family. The generational money is there. You're just splitting hairs about how much generational money you will get. I'm going to be really fascinated down the line, because I've seen several texts talking about how they have turned on Dak because of this contract negotiation. I'm going to be fascinated if that is a prevailing thought among Cowboys fans or just these people that have texted in. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Jerry Jones loves those people, though.
He does. That he does.
Those are his favorite fans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.